It is a concern, and I suppose what we heard this morning on the radio is that from the minister is that more people are taking higher level maths courses and exams, and not all of them are succeeding in that. And even as it is, 3,700 failed at pass level maths, and you do have to pass maths to matriculate at Leaving Cert level. So to help that, because you know you realise that you know people sit a maths exam in June and it just might not work out for them. So we're actually providing a repeat maths exam opportunity next Wednesday, that's the 22nd. And it's a 2.5 hour Leaving Cert standard exam. It's set by people who set the Leaving Certificate, pass level maths or ordinary level maths. And it's an opportunity for those who didn't pass maths in the Leaving Certificate to pass this. And we'll accept that as the matriculation pass.
Okay, and that would only be accepted in IT Sligo, I take it?
Yes, but I understand quite a number of other higher education institutions have similar opportunities to take a maths exam.
Okay.
How would people get over this hurdle? Because it is a barrier if you don't get maths.
Why is it that young people are finding maths in particular so difficult?
I think it's probably starts at primary level, and you know, primary teachers and secondary teachers do a lot of solid groundwork to bring people up to a level. But you know, certain pupils, as called, will work their way through the system without getting the fundamentals of you know the add and divides and pluses and minuses type of methodology in maths. And you know, if they lose the fundamentals, they don't when they get to the higher level and the second level. They're not able to cope with the standard of maths that's required. And as well, Ireland, as a country, we expect a high standard of maths, and you know, the STEM subjects, that's science, technology, engineering and maths, are being pushed strongly by the government because they see that as the graduates with STEM qualifications will support the needs of industry.